We've all made it towards the end of the semester, with classes ending April 23rd and finals the following week. But for seniors, there's a mixed feeling of excitement and nervousness towards adjusting to the adult life. Once commencement ends on April 29th, students are told to hit the ground running and find a successful job right away within their degree. This causes mixed feelings of disorientation, being overwhelmed, and confused as fresh undergraduates are roped into the real world. Some students may need to shift their habits from partying on the weekends to hone in on a consistent work schedule. Creating new habits as students adjust into the workforce deal with maturing as they navigate alcohol and other substance use. Hey, I'm Zachary Plisco. Welcome to episode 11, the season finale of season 2 of In the Mix. This is a podcast provided through the alcohol and other drug services here at Grand Valley. On the last episode of the season, we'll discuss the college to workforce transition and how the use of substances post-graduation may affect students. First, we'll discuss the cultural transition from schooling to work. The independence and growth is often what attracts young adults to college. Achieving a degree in a field you want to study, having a space to yourself, and building your identity through clubs and social activities all play a role in the growth over college. As students make it to senior year, discussions need to be made about the workplace expectations versus the classroom setting. It's an intimidating transition as students are exposed to a cultural transition. Think about feedback. In college, it's mostly consistent and clear through professors. They're the ones who lead the class with a syllabus, assignments, and test. Everything is organized on purpose to ease a student through learning. The grading system is utilized to standardize students' clarity of work. As for feedback in the workplace, there's a little more depth to it. Employees strive to work together and establish trust. This helps set the tone for future conversations to accept them and put in personal suggestions. It's difficult to accept feedback as there's other personal interest of doing something a certain way, but a communication channel is needed to create a productive work environment. Another aspect of college versus the workplace is relationships. Students build social networks through school, clubs, and jobs. All students share a common ground of being exclusive to the campus community. Students then bridge off to find others with similar interests. This ease of community allows students to have mutual groups of friends while subconsciously avoiding those who aren't similar to them. In the workplace, relationship building occurs differently. People may or may not like each other because of the lack of similarities, but people must come together to continue productivity. People will interact with each other majority of the time, so it's not surprising that some grow sick of each other. Or, on the other hand, create long-term friendships. Sometimes it's more complicated where a manager or supervisor befriends an employee. This creates an unbalanced power dynamic where the manager or supervisor favors the friend. This causes an unfair work environment and tensions may grow amongst other employees. Overall, workplace relationships can be hard to navigate versus college. Last point that I'll touch on is accountability. In college, groups bond through social means, so there's no set expectations on how to act or treat others because the norm is already set within the group on how to treat each other no matter if it's partying, doing homework, or at club meetings. At work, mistakes may have consequences. Not only do you have to worry about personal performance and productivity in the workplace, but there's also others to please or hold accountable like a team, the boss, or the organization. Every day, there's set expectations to carry out a job effectively. If the bar isn't met, job reputation is questioned amongst other workers. After breaking down expectations of school versus work, we'll discuss the influence of alcohol and other substances may have in the real world. School brings daily stressors that creates conflict between school, clubs, and work demands, which may expose the use of alcohol and other substances as a form of a getaway or decompressor. These stressors can happen in the workplace too. Having too much to accomplish at work, or if there's employee conflict, are additional stressors where substances are used after the workday as a notion of peace. College has a notion that it's a place for young adults to experience liberation and enhance their adult-like freedom through substance use. Students strive to enhance their mood or sociability through substance use. Often, it results in weekend partying where there's no repercussions besides the usual procrastination on assignments or possibly missing a class. Despite this, the workplace begs to differ. The environment tends to be more chill. Not overusing substances, but using them in moderations. Think about when going out to a bar. As a college student, the limits are free when dancing, overdrinking, and enjoying the night. With the expectation of using the liquor line to head back to campus is all in play. With full employment, these weekends turn into decompressors. No longer is it dancing, constant drinking, but instead a drink here or there and sitting at a table or bar sharing details about the work week with a fellow employee or two. We have the power to make individual choices when using substances. Think about alcohol. We choose what to drink, how much to drink, and where. Again, we want that sense of community with others in an open communication channel through the social enhancer of alcohol. However, this isn't always the case. Peers may influence others to drink even though someone doesn't want to. Refer to episode 1 of In the Mix, where I discuss how peer pressure can influence a student to drink. When it comes to the adult life, again, drinking comes with moderation. If working the typical 9-to-5 job, there's a focus on getting the right amount of sleep and there's a lack of desire to get drunk when the consequences like a hangover can hinder the workday. If using other substances, it may cause a struggle to find a job. Habits from college substance use carries over, but the transition to the work's lifestyle does not. The reliance of a substance proves difficult where the substance is needed to kickstart the day. College served as a place where freedom came with the substance use. Repercussions were lighter, where a hangover simply causes a lack of focus in a class or lack of schoolwork. The workplace serves different, where substances can cause a loss of engagement in the long workday. This hinders the trust and reliability employees may have on a person to conduct their job effectively. The money aspect is in play too. Episode 7 highlights how spending money on substances over time builds up and it blocks adults from reaching milestones financially, like buying a house. Now, something to keep in mind is companies do drug tests to ensure workplace safety. They're conducted to minimize risk and dangers in the workplace and ensure a drug-free environment. Drug tests look at 5 categories of drugs: amphetamines, cocaine, marijuana, opiates, and psychedelics. If using substances, each lasts a certain amount of time in the body that can be detected and cause a termination of a job. Now, tests do vary when it comes to drug testing. There's pre-employment test, where passing the test is a condition to gain employment, and all job candidates will receive a test prior to being hired. The annual physical tests are conducted on a yearly basis, but employees are informed prior to testing. Lastly, there's a for-cause and reasonable suspicion testing for employees that are showing signs of unfit duty of the job or there's documented pattern of unsafe work behavior. And that concludes the season finale of In the Mix. Remember, transitioning to the workplace may prove difficult, but the responsibility and moderation in drinking and using substances is key. Until next season, in fall of 2023, I'm Zachary Plisco. I hope you listeners have enjoyed the season.